Story number four. Let's go to John and Bruce. John, I'm going to read you the headline. I'll read you the first couple graphs, and I want you to comment. This piece is coming out of the Commercial Observer. Here we go with the headline. Developers plan $1 billion campus in Miami Health District. Subhead, Highland Park, Miami will include medical office space, 1,000 residential units, and a hotel. Anybody that knows where the Highland Park area of Miami is? It's effectively just south of Jackson Hospital and where the University of Miami Hospital is. And it's on the south side of the Dolphin Expressway. And here we go. First couple graphs. Sean, Black Salmon and Alan Morris Company have teamed up to build a major mixed-use project that's poised to greatly expand Miami's medical infrastructure. The planned $1 billion complex, dubbed Highland Park Miami, will include 500,000 square feet of medical-related office space, 1,000 residential units, a 150-room hotel, and green spaces. Development will span 7 acres at 800 Northwest 14th Street between the Miami River and State Road 836, which is the Dolphin. Preliminary site clearing is expected to begin later this year. John, Jackson Hospital, the University of Miami Hospital, it's kind of this little oasis, maybe would be the word. It's some rough areas around there. There's starting to be some buildup that's going on. It sounds like this development is targeting doctors who work at Jackson, who work at the University of Miami. I'm just wondering, A, can you give us an overview? How much is this needed? And second of all, how likely are doctors who were working at the hospitals and all the support services around there, how likely are they to live that close to work when there's no beach, there's no sand, there's no water other than a little spit of the Miami River? What say you, Jean?
Yeah, I mean, look, on the positive side, Florida is a medical destination. I mean, we do have quite a bit of medical tourism. People from Latin America and other parts of the U.S. Come to Miami. They come to Florida for, you know, special procedures. And Miami is a part of that. So is Orlando, actually. Some other parts of Florida. So, I mean, Florida is known as a medical tourism destination. So I think there is demand for it. Now the thing about announcements like this is, yes, it's, we live in the land of announcements. So this is just an announcement. I mean, preliminary site clearing, later next year, they said. I mean, you know, there's just not a whole lot of details about the financing and the demand, and it's kind of hard to tell, like, what kind of demand they're expecting. I mean, I haven't seen any data to back up the fact that, you know, there's this incredible demand for office space and apartments for doctors. And doctors, they probably want to live in, nicer areas of town. This is sort of a rough area of town a little bit. And perhaps doctors might want to live on the beach or in Coral Gables. You know, you can hire a fancy architecture firm like Arquitectonica to like design you this like fancy futuristic looking building and everything. But until we really know the details of the financing, the demand, and what's happening with pre-leasing, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's another announcement. And, a lot of these institutions, I have to say, having worked with various medical institutions, you know, they're very competitive among themselves. I mean, you know, they all talk about cooperating together, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to it, this is a serious business, very competitive. And even a lot of medical institutions in Miami, in an area, are competitive amongst each other. And they're not likely to sort of play nicely. So it'll be interesting to see like how everybody gets along and whether they're willing to like, participate in this effort. But I think, you know, as far as an overall concept in terms of medical tourism and Miami is a medical destination, I mean, certainly it makes a lot of sense.
Interesting. Okay.